And I know among the Muslim called religious communities, there are some, before you can take your final vows, mamma mia, final vows, as a Muslim in one of their, well, call them religious communities, you must have memorized the whole Quran. The whole Quran, and sisters, the Quran is a big, thick book, about the size of our Bible. I bring that up, sisters, because in teaching Protestants, as I have, I think I told you, six Protestant seminaries, they always have the Bible with them. All my students always carry the Bible. And they knew chapter after chapter by heart. Sisters, I cannot give you an assignment. Your superiors would not allow me to. But I mean this. Memorize as much as, say, of the New Testament as you can. I think I told you, we know only as much as our memory contains. And there's only one secret to memory. What is it? I would want to. I was on the siege, I think I told you, for 6 years. For example, I was one of the Shakespearean plays, Henry the Fourth. I was Henry the Fourth. And thousands of words. You know what I'm saying? You know, I could play the part of it. I had memorized the words. Well, the noise is over. Now our concentration, therefore, is on the sacrament of holy orders, which, I repeat, is on three levels: episcopate, presbyterate, and diaconate. Those are the official names. Episcopate, presbyterate, and diaconate. Now, we ask, why the priesthood? Why did Christ institute the priesthood? And remember, by priesthood, we here mean episcopate and presbyterate. Why? Mainly for four reasons. Reason number one, and this is always the first reason for the priesthood in the two senses in which we described it, episcopate and presbyterate, is to give the world the Holy Eucharist. The world needs Jesus Christ, and the Eucharist is Jesus Christ. And that, as we've been saying, three times over. The Holy Eucharist has the present sacrament, the Eucharist has communion sacrament, and the Eucharist has sacrifice sacrament. And do you still remember what are the four parts of sacrifice? And sisters, teach others. Sisters, nothing we ever learn, of course, if it's good, nothing we ever learn which is good should be kept to ourselves, should be shared with others. So that's the first reason for the priesthood as we have been identifying it. Secondly, to provide sinners with the means of reconciliation. And reconciliation after baptism. And what are the two ways in which a priest can reconcile a sinner after baptism who has become estranged from God? Here, obviously, the sacraments of confession, and now we call it anointing. I cannot tell you, sisters, how precious these two sacraments are. Talking about confession, at least for a few days. I think I told you, didn't I, sisters, when I was teaching in a Baptist seminary. And one evening, the president of the seminary, a Protestant minister, came to class. I was then lecturing on the sacrament of confession. In the middle of the class, the president put up his hand. He said, "Dr. Harden, that's my alias. Can I say something?" So he got up. He told the seminarians. Then they were all men. There were a lot of women. He said, "Fellows, you won't believe it, but when a Catholic goes to confession, he tells his sins, no matter how big those sins may have been. He confesses his sins, he has a penance from the priest, and the priest then says, and his Protestant minister knew the Latin. When he says, 'Ego te absolvo, a peccatis tuis, in nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti.' When the confessor says those words, a Catholic really believes, do you hear me?" He said, "A Catholic really believes that his sins, even a whole lifetime, are wiped out." They told the seminarians, all Protestants, how many sinners over the years I have counseled, how I wished I could tell them, "I absolve you from your sins." All I can tell them is, trust in God, He is merciful, pray. But I cannot tell you, "I absolve you from your sins." Then he repeated, "Catholics really believe, wants to leave the confessional. Their sins, especially the big ones, they've been forgiven by Christ." Sisters, can you imagine? Can you just imagine being loaded with your past sins today? No wonder there are so many people who are in mental institutions. Now, I tell you that I was chaplain at a mental hospital. I tell you, 5 years while teaching at the state university. The university official said, "While you're teaching at the state university," of course he told me to take off my clerical garb. I said, "Forget it.